something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Worship Him and thank Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness, for your presence with us today. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, our teacher and our guide. Now our hearts and our minds are open to hear and receive the word of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Did you have a beautiful week? Are you sure? Hallelujah. You're a very kind man. You're a very kind woman. You're very helpful. You are a godly person. They describe you as a godly man, a godly woman. You're very godly. You even teach your children to be godly. Very godly, very, very godly. Welcome. But there is something. Whenever they ask you, are you born again? You are not able to answer it. I want to show you why now. You know, Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He didn't say, except a man be good. He didn't say, except a man be nice to God, which you are. He didn't say, except a man be kind. Mm-mm. He said, except a man be born again. You say, it depends on what you mean. Forget about what I mean. Let's know what Jesus meant. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. Which means born again is not being born of the flesh, period. And if you have studied the scriptures very well, you will have gotten to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23, where it says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Meaning that being born again is being born by the word of God. Can you see that? So he leaves us in no doubt as to what is meant by the term born again. Born again is not being turned over a new leaf. Born again is not changing your way of living. Born again is not taking up New Year resolutions. Born again is not changing your lifestyle. Born again is not, I was bad, now I am good. Born again is not stopping the wrong things you used to do and starting good things. Born again does not mean things I used to do, I do no more. I do new things now. That's not born again. He said, being born again, 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, What does that mean? Not of corruptible or destructible sperm. Seed is from the Greek word sperma, from where you get the English word sperm, which is introduced into a woman's body and produces conception or produces a human person. He says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. And then he says, by the word of God. James 1 verse 18 says, of his own will begat he us by the word of truth, that we should be a kind, that means a species. Glory. That we should be a species of his creatures. That means we are a kind of being. That means, oh my goodness, we are another breed. Oh, my. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new species. He is a new kind of man. He is a new type of being. He says, all things are passed away, and all things are become new. And then in the next verse, he says, and all things are of God. Which means these new things are not of man, they are of God. So when you're born again, you are not someone who changed his way of doing things. You are more than that. You're not someone who has decided to be going to church. You're more than that. You're not somebody who has decided to change and become good. You're more than that. You've been given a new life, a life that never existed before. He said, all things are passed away and all things have become new. He wasn't talking about your behavior. He was talking about your nature. Are you listening to me now? In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, he tells us that we have become partakers of the divine nature. Partakers of the divine nature. John cries out in the third chapter of his writings. He says, beloved, he says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Not later, not when we get to heaven. Somebody said, we cannot be born again until we get to heaven. Another one said, well, we can only know when we get to heaven whether we are children of God or not. He says, beloved, now in this world, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know. Woo, glory to God. Hey, we know. Not we think, not we assume, not we hope. We know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Whew. What a life. I know who I am. What a life from God. I know who I am. So now while I'm on this plane of life, now while I'm over here in this world, how can I live the God kind of life? You know what? This is all introductory to the message. I haven't said it. I'm trying to get in. You understand? This is explaining the title. I haven't gotten into the point yet. Oh boy. All right, let's finish that verse 10. Can we take it from verse 9 into verse 10 so you can get it? He says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, say thy mouth.
Thy mouth.
You see this mouth of yours? Oh boy. I was telling you about God's manual for life. I wish you'd understand that God's word is so important. I said, when you buy an electrical appliance or some other machine, usually it'll come with a manual, an instruction manual, an operation manual. First, that manner tells you what is in the package. Then it tells you about the different parts of the machine. It describes the machine and tells you about the different parts, what they're used for. So from the manual, you know how to operate that machine. Don't you realize that you are the best living machine that ever came to this planet? You need the manufacturer's manual to run this life. Usually in that manual, when there is a malfunction, there's a page for troubleshooting. Hey, yeah, yeah. When you get problems in your life and your life doesn't look like what God said it ought to be, go to the troubleshooting page. Find out how to deal with such a problem. But many have never looked at the manual. The very same way you messed up that machine you bought. The very same way you destroyed that cassette player. The very same way you destroyed that electrical appliance that you bought some time ago. You didn't read the manual. You assumed you knew it. Oh, how men live by assumptions. You assumed you knew everything. It looked simple until you hit the rocks. And then you said, this thing don't work. Usually, the manufacturer's manual will tell you something. If you have a problem with it, there's always a note. No user serviceable parts inside. You know what that means? They don't expect the user to open it. Don't open it and start working on it. They recommend that you take it, if there's a problem, that you take it to a technician, an approved, manufacturer's approved technician. In that way, the warranty remains within the specified time limits. But if you will not take it to the manufacturer's approved technician, and you take it to some dumb fellow somewhere, the warranty is broken. It's up to you. The Bible says about Jesus that he was approved of God. It says a man, read Romans chapter 1, read from verse 1 to verse 4, a man approved of God with signs and wonders and miracles. He was approved of God by the resurrection from the dead. Resurrection from the dead. He was approved. And then he sent us with necessary credentials. Are you hearing me?
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy 197, by Bure Road, Wellington. Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m., Wednesday by 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, kindly call 232-766-513-319 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.